Good evening. My name is Amin Parker. Now, let's say you got married to a model. Now, at first, you are ecstatic, I would assume. And then when you tap that Donkey Kong later on, you know, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate with her, I know it feels so good. Physically, emotionally, just pure bliss. But a few weeks pass, you get used to seeing this woman. It's Saturday. You take her to a cafe and you attempt to have a conversation with her. You try talking to her about the latest movies, politics, whatever the case may be. At first, you are smiling. After an hour, you look like you are about to fall asleep. Her answers are so generic, so boring. You would not love this lady if it wasn't for her beautiful face and her beautiful smile. A few months pass. You come in after a long day of work. You are tired. You look at her face and think to yourself, "Oh, snaps!" She starts to complain about absolutely nothing. Completely oblivious through the crap you go through on an everyday basis. Just to make money for the both of you. Calmly, you tell her to be quiet. Just for now. Just for today. She immediately starts yelling at you, as if you are the one who isn't cooperating. A few years pass you by. You are spending as much time away from home as possible. You're drinking with your friends. You're lounging around at the library. Wait a minute. What's today's date? It's your wedding anniversary. She may be a pain in the Donkey Kong, but at the end of the day, she's still your wife. You feel sorry, and you head home with a bouquet of flowers, or whatever the case may be. She's sitting behind the coffee table with a bunch of papers in her hand. You are about to talk to her when you look at the papers more carefully. "Divorce notice," the papers say. Before you can even ask why, she starts whining and crying and complaining about her own problems. How life is all about her. And how you look horrible in her eyes. And that she met better men than you. And blah, blah, blah. A decade passes by. You are a single, lonely, depressed man. your friends creates the world's first time machine and starts selling it. You are the first one to buy it. You head back to your younger years by way of time machine
travel.
Yes, you go back in time a month before you met that model. You notice an old friend walking home from work, single, and probably to remain that way since she's not the most attractive. You head to her home to talk to her. You remember how much fun it was just to be around her. And from there on, continue your friendship. She's so much fun to talk to. It's not her face you remember. It's her words. Friendship evolves into love. You start a family. Enjoy your free time heading out to the restaurants and movies with a equally lovable child of your own. And live your life in content. She always has something to talk about. And so do you. You forget all about that model. You forget that she even exists. The end. The moral of the story is, looks is not everything. Someone could look very attractive, but be empty inside. Don't go by looks. Always go by the character of the person. This is Amin Parker. And until the next voice message, good night.